But I liken it to going to Cherokee Casino, your odds of winning there. Whereas you can put it in a CD or something like that and get a pretty good return. Now, there for a while, they weren't paying anything. But now, they went up to about 5%, and now they're back down some. But at least wise, you know you're not going to lose it. Shadow of Paris Mountain, I think, Dave.
Well, hopefully I'm making the repeater out. I'm in this bad squad on Wade Hampton, but at the high school and getting ready to hit 291. Hopefully it'll get better before, instead of getting worse.
Right, I know where you're at over there now, Dave. Well, I guess on New Year's Eve we got the largest solar flare, or mass coronal ejection, I guess you would say, since 2017. It was an X-rated solar flare. And I noticed the bands, they had been getting pretty good, and then all at once, I noticed last night they were pretty cruddy, and I'm sure that was probably why. It wasn't near as bad as the one in 2017, but they go a rating of B up to X, that's Bravo up to X-ray, I think, Dave. And this was a X-ray 5 point something, whereas that one in 2017 was a 45, X-45. So it was bad, but not that bad.
Last night, listening to 40 and 80 and tuning around, but it seemed like especially 80 meters was pretty noisy. And then I got on FTA and made a few contacts there. I was trying to remember. I know I made one in Argentina, and I don't know if I should play that, but anyway, on that was on 20 meters, but my wife bought one of these touch lamps, a little bitty thing, and it, every time my radio went into transmit, the lamp came on. It has three brightness settings, so every time it went into transmit, it would go up to the next setting, and then it would get back off and just repeat the cycle. It was rather interesting.
There's the county again. They've been getting into our radio a lot lately, into 146, 610, and I don't know if it's their fault or our fault. I was going to ask Dave. Sometimes you can tweak the cans up there at the repeater and get it out of it, but I'm no expert on that. I'm not the RF expert. Yeah, I did work East Cherubos yesterday or day before on 17 in the afternoon, and I don't usually even turn the radios on during the day, which there's a lot of good things happen during the day as well as at night, but that's just primarily it's a hobby, so that's when I do it. But last night, Argentina and South America, that's pretty common. I heard Chile and Argentina last night, but getting over to the more eastern part of Asia is what I like to do, if it's available, and I just didn't see very much there, whereas the signals on FT8, you don't have to have that big a signal strength as I do on CW, I don't think, to get it. I got my new club membership card today from Dave Watson, and so I got it sitting up here, and just haven't done a whole lot. We went to Lowe's this morning and got a couple of things, and that's about the size of it, Dave. It's in 0TR.
Well, yeah, it's always good to get that renewal in. I had to redeem my QRZ, and they don't have an auto. My wife said, "Oh, I think it's on auto renewal now." Said, "No, I don't believe it is." And she looked it up, and sure enough, they don't have that as an option. But she did renew it for 2 years and saved $10. I said, "Well, you know, $10 is $10." So, like the guy said, I'll tell you that joke sometime, but it's probably a little bit too long for the radio.
Instead, I renewed mine earlier this year, and they don't have that. And I just go a year at a time now, as old as I'm getting to be, Dave. And this month, I'll be another year older. But why go 2 years if you might croak in the meantime, you know? So I'm just being careful. Hi.
For CPA. Well, none of us really know when our time's up, but anyway, I guess I'm going on faith for two more years. But anyway, but yeah, I just had a birthday, and I'm another year older. I guess, you know, things could be a lot worse, so I'm okay with that. I feel good. I'm still playing tennis, and so, you know, things are going good.
Well, yeah, I'd be proud if I was you. You're an amazing man. I don't know how you do it, but I think you got the best attitude there. And I wish I could do it. I picked up a box this morning that had a couple of tuners in it, and I think I'm going to take them down to my son-in-law and try to put them on eBay. I used to do that, but I haven't done that in years, and he said he'd do it for me, so I don't know if I'll do it or not. I think I'll just let Scott do it. He sells stuff on there quite a bit. But we wanted to see how big they were. And I just got them back from MFJ, and they're great tuners. But I wanted a different type when I got it. And so I'm going to sell at least one of them for half price. They're $769 now each. And so I thought I'd just ask 3.5 and sell them. And they're 1,500-watt tuners. They're blazing fast. They're a lot faster than this one that I got. It's got stepper motors in it and variable capacitors and variable inductors. And I just wanted it. It's really tough. It's an 1,800-watt one. I don't have any power like that, of course. So I thought, well, I'll sell the other ones rather than let it sit around. And they calibrated them, so they're like new. I just wanted to make sure that it was good before I sold them, you know. This morning, and both of them were in the same box as what I was going to tell you. And I don't think it weighed 15 pounds or so, but oh my, I've been in a lot of pain ever since. So I got to... Bernice offered to do it, but, you know, you hate to do that. You'd rather do it yourself, and I did something wrong.
I got faith in you. Well, I hope I'm in the repeater. I'm down here in a hole in at the dentist office. They're down here right at the, I guess it's the... I don't know what river it is, Reedy River or something, I don't know. Cross Creek, it's called Cross Creek. But anyway, I'll say 73s and I'll go inside and see what they got in store for me. Good to talk with you. Thanks for the ride along. And I'll Instagram for yours, KB4CBA.
No, your signal was great there. You were full quieting. Well, I'm going to run out in the carport now. I put my coat on. I heard you, so I just come back. And I called ahead of you down to your dentist, and I told him to be sure and use the square needles on you. So you got something to look forward to. KB4CBA in 0TR73.
As long as they use that big sledgehammer before they do the needle thing, it's fine.
I'll use the square needles in the military. It felt like from some of those corpsmen. See you later in 0TR.
CBA.
X in 0TR. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Tom, how are you? I'm just letting the ID go by there. How are we doing today? Are we keeping warm?
I just come in from the chicken. It's pretty breezy out there. You been out there outside very much today?
Yes, I was over in Traveler's Rest replacing a condensing unit for one of Jimmy's customers. Jimmy's out of town, so I took it upon myself and did it. Now I'm running to the... I'm laughing all the way to the bank with a loaf of bread under each arm. Ha ha.
Running all the way to the bank to do what, Dave?
I have a loaf of bread under each arm, crying all the way to the bank.
Well, good for you. Oh, shoot. I haven't done much today. I lifted a box that was too heavy for me this morning, and Bernice offered to lift it, and it only weighed about 15 pounds, and I've been in a great deal of pain since then, but oh, well, I'm still kicking, so just one of those things. Only got two aches today, but the sun's shining, and thank the good Lord and Mother Nature for a beautiful day, huh? I got 55 degrees here, Dave.
Yep. I was over in Travelers there, so I was pretty well protected with the trees. I didn't get too much wind, thank God. It gets too cold and a little too windy. Sometimes it makes it a little bit difficult to braise copper. But got it all done, got the system back up and running, and knock wood, it's running good.
It's not a good thing whether you're stick welding or doing the oxygen settling thing. Do you use a turbo torch or do you use oxygen settling?
It depends on the line size. Like today was 7/8 and 3/8, so I just use my oxygen settling torch. I can get away with the turbo torch if it's 3/4 and 3/8. I can get away with that. I do have a turbo torch set up on my A tank. I don't have a B tank. Used to have a B tank years ago when I did plumbing, but no, I got an A tank and then a little oxygen 20 for my my acetylene setup.
Is that just the size of the tank, A and B?
Yeah. They call it ACMC, acetylene MC. Anyway, I'm rolling into the window here. Let me get back with you in a minute. KB2A checks in.
10-0-TR.
ARKI-4DOS mobile.
Hi, Gary. Good to hear you, buddy. How you doing?
I just turned radio on, listened to you and Dave for just a minute. Just been on my way over here to the dump. I'm hauling off a load of garbage that should have been hauled off last week.
Oh, I thought Chad come over there to visit you, and you had him in there and was going to dump him out there.
Well, I don't know so much about that. I might have to keep him around a little bit. He ain't a grandpa yet that I know of.
Thought I might shake him out of the bushes there, Gary. Shoot. Well, I took him up some, or Bernice, and I took him up some... apple strudel. I don't know if you heard me last night after you got off of there or not. And he enjoyed that. And so did I, by the way. She makes a mean apple strudel just like her mama taught her, you know, the German way. So we enjoyed that and I got to visit with him and Anna for just a short time. I didn't want to hold him up. He's been busy. But When's that baby due? I knew it was sometime, I thought, in December.
In December, she's a little bit overdue, not by a whole lot, by, oh, maybe a week or two, but, you know, the doctors can't pinpoint that exactly. So, he's all excited, though. He's ready to be a granddaddy. And I can't blame him for that. I know how I felt when my first grandchild was born. And, you know, if I'd known they were so much fun, I'd have had them first. But it don't work that way, does it?
I think Mother Nature has a lot to do with that one, and the good Lord. Oh, shoot, Gary. Can you imagine a picture of him with a little tiny baby and as big a guy as he is? Man, that's going to look like a chihuahua.
He looks small, no doubt. But I'm excited for him. You know, I hope she has it pretty soon. I don't know how far over she is from her due date and all of that, but you know how that goes. They gonna pop out when the time's right, not until. But hopefully Dave will get back in there in a minute. But have you heard? I don't know if it's county or EMS or whatever coming in on the repeater.
I have KB2HXS.
Yes, sir. We all have. A lot, Dave. I didn't know, or Gary, I don't know if it's the cams need retuning or what, because I'm not that good an RF guy when it comes to repeaters and stuff, but I just wondered if there was a fault to be had there, because it was long before this solar flare we had. New Year's Eve we had a biggie, but it was going on before that quite a bit. Over.
Yeah, we've had it before, but I thought the county and the EMS, I don't know which one it is, I think it's the county, but I thought they went to something like DMR or something, you know, they went to a different brand of radio, or, you know, different mode, I guess, at least I thought they did. I contacted Johnny, you know, the repeater custodian, I sent him a text. And he never replied back to me, so I'm going to have to give him a call and jerk a knot on his head, I guess.
Oh, okay, I didn't know when it was my turn. Yeah, I've been hearing it a lot. It sounds like you got a spurious signal coming in off of something. Maybe they got to retune the cans, or maybe they're, I don't know. It sounds like to me that it's coming in pretty clean, so. It might be a repeater next to that repeater up at the side or something bleeding into it.
It's done it before, years ago, I remember Gary doing it. But I don't know if it was you or DJW that mentioned that it was the county. But, you know, I think it might have been you, Gary, but just before the net or something the other night. I was trying to think here. Oh, my back's killing me today. I lifted the wrong thing. What I was going to say was the Cunningham Fire Department and a few of the other ones, some of the EMS are still using the common frequencies, you know, 155.535 and yada, yada, yada. But I'd say the greatest majority of them now are on the 800 megacycle band. And if they transmit on one frequency, it comes back on another frequency. And I was trying to tell you the type of radio that is. But you got to have a spatial scanner to even intercept that anymore, Gary.
Radios and stuff. I'm aware of that, but yeah, they came in once before, and Ray contacted them, and it wasn't our repeater, it was theirs. It was their machines that were causing all the interference, so I don't know what it is, but maybe they'll get it sorted out before too long. It's aggravating to me. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. I got to jump out and throw my trash away. KI4DOS mobile.
Yeah, good to hear you in there, Gary. I hope you're feeling well these days. Oh, I'm almost home again. I just ran down to the bank. Had to actually put some money in today. Ooh. I don't know how safe that is, but I did it anyway. Have a good afternoon, Gary. KI4DOS in the group, KB2HXS. Go ahead, Tom.
In a little bit. I was just headed outside and I was talking to KB4CBA. He was headed to the dentist. I told him, Dave, I called the dentist ahead of him and told him to use the square needles on him today. Yeah, trunking type scanner is the only one that'll intercept those, and they're $700 or $800 for one of those. I had one that I bought from a deceased ham, and the old boy that I know down here that runs a fireworks stand asked me if I had one I wanted to sell, and I really didn't, but I let him have it because I never listened to that stuff anymore. Years ago with the old Bearcats and that, I did, but I didn't even know how to program this one. It gets pretty involved on the newer systems. There's several different ones that they use up in that area on that trunking.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine up in New York who's into all the scanner stuff. Whenever I call them on the phone, they're all playing in the background. You hear all the sirens going and whatnot. I'm like, wow. He's got the trunking scanners, and I agree, they're a little bit expensive. But anyway, Tom, I got to cut you loose, my friend. I'm pulling on my block here, and I got to go and get some tools shifted around in my car for tomorrow and Friday and whatnot. I got a full week. I went from time off between the holidays, and now I'm busy as all get out.
Well, that's great. Glad to hear you're busy, Dave, and make all the money you can, buddy. Happy New Year's to you, if I didn't tell you that before, and I'll catch you down the line. I got to run outside here for a minute. This is N0TR73, Dave.
All right, Tom, 73 N0TR, KB2HXS. Have a good day. Good to talk with you. And yes, Happy New Year, sir. See ya. KB2HXS clear.
JW Mobile.
Hey, Dave, I'm just pulling in the driveway.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, likewise. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and et cetera. whatever you celebrate, I don't know.
Hey, W4, DJW Mobile.
All right, Dave, 73, I'm out. KB2A checks out.
Hi, Dave. This is General TR. I got my new membership card today. Thank you, sir.
Let me know that they did. Nobody stole them out of the mailbox before the mail lady picked them up. That's good. I heard you guys talking about that noise on the background. I've heard them talk about a fire engine. All right, they're talking about the engine number. So I'm pretty sure it's maybe EMS or maybe a fire department. But we've had this happen before. And what we had to do is, and ask everybody to do, is if you can hear them on reverse, I mean, if you can hear them on, because they got to be coming in on reverse to get out of the repeater. So listen on reverse when you hear them. If you can hear them on reverse, then sets you up a reverse frequency that doesn't repeater shift, that doesn't have a repeater offset shift. And then go to that that memory channel when you hear them and see if you can have a conversation with them. They probably don't know that they're operating on our input frequency. And they just, I don't know, they could have been some of them bought a bunch of Bofangs and they're using it, you know. It's not digital trunk tracking or anything like that. It's somebody using some radios that are, and it's happened before, and you just have to be able to communicate with them. And if you try to talk to them using our repeater shift, they don't hear a word you say because you're way away from their listening frequency. So if you hear them and you can set up and you can hear them on reverse, set you up a non-shifting memory channel and go to that and see if you can have a conversation with them and tell them what they're doing.
Well, I know that at last I ever heard him was the Cunningham Fire Department. I don't think they've changed, Dave. I could be wrong. And then I occasionally, if I put my radio on scan, if I'm listening to aircraft frequencies and that, I will hear EMS ambulances, And they're in the 155, 535, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, it's not anything official that any government agency is doing. It's not, somebody, some group of them have a handful of, oh, look, wouldn't these be handy, Bofang radios or something like that. It's not an official government agency who has dispatched a bunch of radios on the wrong frequency. It's nothing like that, right? It's somebody independently saying, hey, look, wouldn't this be handy? And they're using it, and they don't really realize what it is they're doing.
What I've heard, it sounded like law enforcement to me, Dave, but I'm not contradicting you, but I've dealt with that a lot up in Kansas, and it definitely was dispatching law enforcement at times that I've heard come across on that.
Well, if you can collect information like that, that would be good, too. I heard them talking about an engine number 6 go to such and such a location or something like that. I don't think they have, they're aware of the FCC ban plan, right? The officials that run the departments are aware of that, and they know what frequencies they can operate on. And so I don't think it's the officials that have done anything different that are operating out of band. I think it's some people that are doing something that appears to them to be very handy, and they're just not fully aware of what it is, you know, of the band plan. And even that we have repeaters that have repeater shifts or anything like that, I don't think they're aware of any of that.
KF4DOS.
Yeah, go ahead, Gary. Guys, I'm going to drop out. And, Dave, you're probably right. I'm just a neophyte at this. But at any rate, I know I'd heard some dispatching, I thought. But Gary can tell you more. So I'll let you two guys have it. And I'm going to run outside here. This is N0TR73's, guys. Good to hear you both.
Good talking to you. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dave. 73 time. Good talking to you. And I guess Dave arrived at home, so I'm back out on the mobile again. But, Dave, I've heard them, say this is dispatch, you know, and it sounded like it was a county, like a deputy or something of that nature. I haven't tried listening for them on reverse, but I will do that, and if I can catch them on reverse and I'll put it on scan. I got 3 or 4 radios in there. I'll just let them scan around and see if I can find out what other frequencies they're using.
Just thought of that has happened in the past. It could be somebody that's cross-banding, and they don't realize, and they're cross-banding, and their radio has gone into scan mode somehow. So when it's scanning through everything, it stops on sometimes the police frequency or sometimes the fire police frequency. But it doesn't stay long. You notice it does like a scanner does, and the scanner just gives you a couple of seconds of it, and then it goes to the next. You know, you can program how long you want the scanner to wait, and when it squelches tripped. So it could be an amateur radio that doesn't realize that they're scanning and crossbanding at the same time.
I hadn't thought about that either, but I wish we could find out what it is and get it corrected. I told Tom a while ago, I sent Johnny an email, not an email, but a text message telling him about it in case he hadn't heard it, but he never responded to my text message, so I guess he got it. I don't know if he did or not.
That he, prior to the holidays, he said he was waiting on a day to let me know that whether he's going to have to go out of town for a significant chunk of time. And he never got back with me either. So, and I haven't heard from him. And normally he texts, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, or if not, he calls. And he hasn't been doing that. So his company might have shipped him out of town. I think it was up to Michigan he had to go or something like that. But, I remember last time this happened, it was a man and a woman, a husband and wife team. They had their ham radio license, but they didn't realize that we could hear them. And we had to go to the mountain to to be able to talk back to them because you never knew where they were going to be. But once they figured out, or once we were able to get in contact with them and let them know what they were doing, they quit immediately. And I have a feeling the same thing will happen here. I don't think anybody's doing any. I mean, it could be malicious activity, but I don't think it is. But if we can get in touch with them somehow and let them know what they're doing, I think we could take care of it. And I think people listening and finding out where it is in their area where they can hear them on reverse, if you try to talk to them and they're scanning, they're probably not going to hear you. You're going to be talking to the wind. There's nobody on the other end listening. So I don't know how we're going to get in touch with them, but somebody will come up with something creative and get, and you know, find a way to get in touch with them.
Oh, yeah, we've had this before. It's been a good long while since we had the problem with the county, and I think it was the county the last time. And I remember the people that you're talking about. They checked into the net a few times or for a little while, and hadn't heard them in a long, long time, but they used to run back and forth to Columbia a lot, or down towards Columbia, maybe on down to Charleston, I don't remember, but I remember that couple you're talking about.
Call signs, if I heard them, I'd probably recognize them, but I don't remember, I can't pull them out of memory. But it happens as part of radio. It's part of what we deal with when we're working with radio. But it's still worth it. I still enjoy it. And I just got new horseshoes put on my Maxima. And so I'm pulling in the driveway. More rubber on the road and less bulk in the wallet. But anyway, Gary, good talking to you. Happy New Year to you and Joy. You guys enjoy the rest of the day, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, glad you got some new shoes on your vehicle there. That's always a good thing. I was just curious, did you get your refrigerator done yesterday?
The old one where the old one was, and I posted the old one on Facebook Marketplace this morning, and it was gone before the big hand hit the 12 and the little hand was on the 12. It was gone before noon. I love that Facebook Marketplace. That guy at Lowe's said, do you want to pay me $100 and I'll haul your old one off? And I said, nope, somebody will pay me $100 and they'll come get it. And that exact same thing happened, Gary.
That's a good deal. And I use the appliance store that I use is... Joy's brother is a part owner in it, and we use it, and they haul the old ones off and bring the new ones out and install them, and if there's a problem, they take care of it. They go ahead and register them, and do all that stuff. I don't have to do anything but pay them to bring the stuff out there and put it in. So, such as it is. But you and Miss Amy have a great day, what's left of it. Enjoyed talking with you a little bit, and y'all have a wonderful day. And the rest of the week as well. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. W4DJ, WKI4DOS Mobile.
Talking to you. Enjoy the beautiful day. It is nice out here. KI4DOS, W4DJ, WClear.
DJY Mobile.
Kasha, how are you today, KI4DOS Mobile?
Good to hear you, Gary. I'm doing well. Finished work a little bit early, and I'm heading home right now.
Well, I'm headed towards the house. I had to haul off a load of trash and went over to the dump. Got all that out of the way and got it out of the house and out of the back of my truck and all of that. So I'm just easing on back towards the house now myself.
Well, that's good. It's always nice to get some stuff out of your way, haul it off, and make some room for some new stuff.
There's always going to be new trash, I guess. we can't be happy with what we got, so we got to create more trash. But I haul all mine up over to the dump, and yeah, they've got the recycle bins, and I recycle my plastic and some of that stuff. I think I'm going to get back to the way I used to do it a long, long time ago. A lot of the paper stuff, I just go ahead and burn instead of putting it in the landfill.
that's what I do too. They used to do a recycle pickup, and they stopped doing that about a year ago. I'm not quite sure why. I guess just cost. And it's kind of a pain running it down to the dump. So I just usually end up burning it. We do like a little bonfire out back, and I'll throw a bunch of that stuff in there by the handfuls, and a lot of old documents and stuff like that too. But it's a lot easier than hauling it off and create some ambiance, I guess.
No doubt. My youngest son has got he calls it a brick press. You wet paper and stick it down in this thing, and you mash it down, and it forms a little brick, and then you sit it over to the side and let it dry. And then he burns them in his little stove that he's got. And so I shred. My wife shreds a lot of stuff. And so we keep the shred for him, and he comes and picks it up. And, you know, there'll be three or four bags of it, and he'll take it home, and over the course of a weekend or a week or whatever, he'll make some bricks out of it, and then set them up in his garage to dry, and then he'll burn them, which, you know, serves two purposes, I guess, you know, gets it out of my way, and keeps him warm.
Like a little wood-burning stove or something like that?
I bought him one of those, I think, 2 years ago for Christmas. She got him a little stove and the brick press, he calls it. And that's all he burns in it, is paper. He said that you set those bricks in there after you got them compressed, and after they dried, he said they burn for a good long while. He said they don't burn as long as a great big piece of oak or something of that nature, but he said it burns for a long time, and it does puts out a good bit of heat.
The thing, yeah, I've been wanting to get one of those little stove heaters for a while now. The only thing I know you have to be careful of, I think that paper product puts off more smoke. You have to be careful. You have to clean your flue out a little bit more than you would just burning wood. So I'm sure he probably knows that, but if not, you might want to mention it to him. He's got a keep on that a little bit more than what he would with wood. I think just because of the inks and the glues and stuff they use in it, I think it just puts off a little bit more smoke, and it grabs onto the side of the flue lining.
Probably knows all that, but I'll relay that information on to him. Yeah, we used to have a fireplace, and of course my grandparents had wood stove, and that's what my granny cooked on all the time. And, but they never would use, pine, and I asked them about the pine one time, and they said it put off too much creosote, and the creosote would build up in the flues and the chimneys, and they said that, eventually they'd catch fire, and, then you'd have a fire inside your chimney, which was not good, so, so he knows about that, I'm sure, but I'll tell him about the other, sure enough. And I appreciate the information. Elijah, I'm fixing to pull into the house here. Good talk with you this afternoon. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. And hope to see you and Daniel again here pretty soon. Y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. KI4EJY, KI4DOS.
Good to see you, Gary. It's been a while since I've been able to jump on here, so I'm glad I was able to talk to you. And same to you. Hope you had a good Christmas and a Happy New Year, and the year turned out everything you wanted to be and more. So I'll catch you down the log, KI4EJY, 73s.